talked to my advisor about kind of sticking around just in case anything happened to pan out in the draft, and he was like, no, if you prepare for it, it's less likely to happen. So I was actually on family vacation on the dock, you know, just relaxing with my family when I got the call, and obviously it's the best feeling in the world to get drafted, especially to an organization like Winnipeg's, just a dream come true. So
were you in Michigan?
I was actually in Kentucky on vacation from Michigan.
On the dock, is out there, you had a cabin or something out there?
Our actually family friends have like a little cabin out in Kentucky, so we always go down there every summer for vacation, spend a little bit of time on the water and spend some time with them. So
which part of Kentucky?
Green River Lake area.
So Logan, this is your second time through the draft?
Third year eligibility.
And what about the previous two? I mean, did you have any expectations, or it would have been a bonus, and did you think that you might get your name called in those first two drafts?
Really, for the first two drafts, I wasn't particularly on the radar. It was something that was a possibility, but for me, it wasn't likely. So it's not really something that I focus on going into the drafts. Even coming into this year, it wasn't. For me, I was just trying to win as many games as I can for my organization, and that was really all my focus was, and this is just something that happened to pan out, and I'm really thankful for.
How would you describe that season? Obviously, you put up unreal numbers, but what was it like for you personally, and what stood out about it?
I mean, Prince George is a phenomenal organization. I can't say enough good things about the community, the organization, and the coaches there. They've done so much for me and so much for my development, and it was a phenomenal group of guys, a phenomenal team, and I think we had a lot of success just because of the kids in the locker room and the organization that we had.
What was it from Michigan end up in the BCHL?
They actually have a fair amount of scouts. The BC League's expanding, and they've really grown with their scouting. And I talked to a couple scouts in Michigan, and after my year in the NA, I got drafted to the USHL, but didn't really feel like that was the best fit for me. And talked to them, and they had a full-time goalie coach and an opportunity to play a lot of games, so that was kind of the decision to go to the BC.
How did you grow up when you're that far from home?
A lot. I think there's that cliche saying, when you leave for juniors as a boy and you come back a man. I think it teaches you a lot of things more about life than being a hockey player, how to take care of yourself on your own, how to interact with people outside of your hometown. It kind of expands your horizons as who you are as a person and the communities that you're in. So,
one of the interesting things about you, your pick, you went in the same round as Connor Hellebuck. You're from Michigan like Connor Hellebuck. You're going to UMass Lowell like Connor Hellebuck. How much of Connor's game, or have you watched him and sort of aware of his career trajectory, and what does it mean for you?
Yeah, well, it wasn't something where I was necessarily trying to follow in his footsteps. So I actually trained with Connor in the offseason in Michigan with the same goalie coach, Randy Wilson. And very different goalies, very different styles, but obviously he's had so much success and grown so much as a goaltender, obviously, since a lot of you probably saw him his first development camp here in Winnipeg. And he's a phenomenal goalie, but I wouldn't say we necessarily play similar, but obviously when there's a goalie of that caliber out there, you always want to kind of emulate what he does and take away things from his game to make yourself better.
Right. Have you heard from Connor at all?
Haven't heard from Connor. I know he's been talking to people around me, and they've given me some messages. So
your dad was drafted,
yep.
We were just looking. He got to rub shoulders with some of the biggest names in the game.
Yeah.
His stint in Pittsburgh, and I saw he played on the World Junior team,
yep.
And that was a heck of a roster. What's that been like, having a dad with, I'm sure he's told you some pretty interesting stories over the years?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was great having a dad that's kind of gone through the junior hockey ranks and gone through being a drafted player and gone through the same kind of developmental path that I went through. But I mean, more importantly, just like, it's not really on the ice because he was a defenseman, so he hasn't taught me as much about being a hockey player, just a person. He's an extremely humble guy, an extremely good person, and that's kind of more what I've taken away from growing up with a dad like him. So.